Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the fourth day, Monday, 2019. Date is 18 of March, 2019. So we will start off with our morning puja. For those who just came, I think I will administer the 8 precepts for you. If you want to remain on 5, then you chant until 5, okay? Turn to page 2 of our chanting book. Oh, sorry. Page 1, No, never mind. The new people. It's okay. Okay, we will start off with the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Page 1.
Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa Buddhang bhagawantang abhiwademi. Swagato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami.
Okay, you all recite after me, You make the request. Mayang mita. Tisaranena saha Atta silani yachama Dutiyampi Mayang mita Tisaranena saha Atta silane yachama Tatiyampi Mayang mita Tisaranena saha Atta silane yachama.
Okay, then turn to next page. We will chant the homage to the Buddha.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. ti saranena gamanang natitang. Ama mita, your response. Okay, we repeat. Ti saranena gamanang natitang. Okay, now I will administer the precepts. For those who take 5, you stop at 5. For those who take 8, you continue until 8. Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami adinadana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami abrahmacharya veramani sikha padang samadhiyami musavada veramani sikha padang samadhiyami sura meraya majapamadatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami vikala bojana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami na jagita vadita visuka dasana mala ganda velipana darana mandana vibhusanya tana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami ucasayana mahasayana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami imani atta sikha padani silena sugantin yanti silena bhogasampadan silena nibuntin yanti tasma silang visode imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Triple Gem. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, we can get ready for our mindfulness and stretching exercise. We assemble over the other side. If you have the weight, bring along your weight. Okay.
Okay. Those who want to do their own exercise, you also can do it on your own. If you are familiar with your own yoga exercise, or Qigong, or Wei Dan Gong, or whatever that you feel comfortable, you go ahead. This one is just for the normal people who don't have any particular choice or exercise that they may know. Okay. Relax body and mind. Then we start off with running spot. Okay. When you do it mindfully, with awareness. Even when it's past, you can do it with awareness. Okay? Okay, now we do the other type of stretching.
you should from now onward try your very best to be mindful of all your action movement. Even when you walk, not only your leg, your whole bodily movement, the whatever turning, swing, everything. So it's like your mindfulness flow with your physical movement. You can maintain the continuity, your daily mindfulness will stabilize. Okay, we are off the light. Then you can have your meditation. I will set the time. Okay. You can have almost 30 minutes of meditation. So I will set the alarm. Then when the alarm ring, I will ring the bell. Then you all slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Okay, you can start off with your meditation. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Okay, try to maintain whatever inner calmness, inner mindfulness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. Then if you can carry all these mind states that you have trained into your daily life, so that daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, with clear comprehension, can be developed. Once you develop that, you are home. Okay. We still have about 20 minutes. Anybody wants to ask any question regarding meditation or report your meditation? Anybody? You can just raise your hand. Then we'll pass you the mic. You just have to report exactly what you do during meditation, then I can guide you. Pass the mic to Pauline.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Morning, brother. Morning, yeah. Kayanmitas.
Yes.
Yesterday, after the breakfast, brother was saying that the environment during the morning meditation was so peaceful, but
more conducive.
So, that time I was thinking, oh gosh, how come my meditation, I didn't hear anything. Then, just now, few minutes into the meditation, again, I suddenly remember, how come my meditation, I do not hear anything?
Okay.
Then I say, Then I don't know what I did, but I start to use my ears to hear, and from very far, I hear bird chirping, very, very weak.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what I did. I probably relaxed again.
Then later louder.
Then the sound louder, louder, louder.
Then become very clear.
Then I hear everything lah. Kitchen lah.
Yeah.
So my question is, the earlier stage.
Okay.
How come I can block my ears? Everything like a little bit like my mind is like freeze up. So is it in the condition of?
Okay, I will explain to you. That's why you have to ask. If you don't ask, you won't learn. You see, based on what you describe, when you start your meditation, your awareness is not there. You are actually close up inside, understand? In your own either sleepy world or your down mind. Because all these are the ones that cloud your awareness. And because you are not relaxed, and the awareness is not there. When the awareness is not there, your senses are not sensitive. That's why you don't know what is going on. It's like that day Jinhao, I think yesterday Jinhao said, half asleep, half meditation. But actually not half meditation, most of the time sleepy. But if you really have the virya, then you know how to relax, like what you did, because you inquire into what I said. In fact, now, no need in the meditative state, you can also hear the chipping, it's so loud. Hear or not? Then sometimes the clock, the ticking of the clock, very loud. Because your awareness, when it's not there, you cannot perceive, you cannot be sensitive. you cannot be aware. So your world will become just your internal world. You shut yourself up. So this will happen to also people who try to do concentration, absorption, or calmness meditation. Well, they are busy noting and doing the meditation inside anasana. Actually, you are using thought. It may not be you. So when you are doing that, you are not sensitive. So initially, the method, technique, or training, when you are training to be aware, you actually go into calmness, go into absorption. Then you don't hear all this. You don't hear all this. That's why I say after that, whatever mind state that arise, you have to relax into it. When you relax into it, you release the calmness. Then because you inquire, that's why you are able to develop the awareness. Then you say, how come I don't hear anything? Then you try very hard. That trying is you go to your hearing consciousness. Understand? That's why it becomes more sensitive. Where you go to your hearing, then you try to hear. Or then you start to hear some very soft sound from a distance. And then you don't know what you do, but the sound becomes louder and louder. It's because you relax, like you say you relax. And when you relax until you just aware, oh, that time all the sound come. But these are the vibrations that your hearing consciousness receive. You understand? Then when you are in that state, you can hear all this. Means you can also observe the movement of your thought process, the movement of your other senses. But because you are in the sitting posture, your eye is closed, you don't see much. But sometimes the mental formation may come out. Then your bodily tactile formation may come out because you may have some sensation somewhere. Sometimes itchiness, sometimes chill, sometimes numbness, sometimes the so-called pain sensation you don't like. But if you don't label them, you just acknowledge them aware and just let it be relaxed, then the mind will settle down again. Understand? Huh? So your hearing is the most obvious because in the formal meditation, in the meditation hall, all your other senses are mostly down. They are not active. So this is what happened, which is good. I rejoice, sadhu to you. So you learn how to understand. Then when you meditate with understanding, very easy. Just relax, maintain awareness. Then the awareness will hear all this. Understand? Then sometimes you go into sleepiness, calmness, or what you know. Then you want to rest your body too tired, then rest. Understand? Then silence everything and just rest. You want to sleep, sleep. Understand? Then if you snore because you are aware, at the first snoring, you are aware already. Then it stops. So this is how you develop the understanding of what meditation is. So thank you for your condition. Because otherwise, a lot of people may be like you, but they dare not ask. So when you describe, you ask, you understand. So now, is it more clear? Because when you are not doing it properly with understanding, you cannot hear anything. It's because you are with your internal world and you are not relaxed. And the awareness is not there. So the awareness should be a natural awareness that is naturally aware. When you are not involved in anything, when you relax into all the mind states, so whatever sleepiness, calmness or whatever, it will just disappear. Disappear. Like now, you are conscious. But if you know how to silence the chipping, everything you hear. Understand? It's just like you open your eye, you go outside, you focus on your ear, like what you did. Then you can hear very clear. Understand? But it will be more clear when you are not with your eye open. Yeah, when you open your eye, unless your mind is always on your hearing organ, you will be distracted by the other thing that you see. Then the thought will come and all things. That's why you are not completely on the hearing.
Then when you are aware, with your eye closed, then that distraction is not there. Then the hearing can be enhanced because your awareness is fully on the hearing. But when you are in the, what they call meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness, you must be able to develop the understanding that the awareness is a general spacious awareness. Spacious means you are not focused anywhere. You are not on your hearing, you are not on anywhere. But because that general spatial awareness, whatever that your senses receive upon contact, it becomes like magnified. That's why you are different. You are sensitive. You can hear them. You can detect them. Then sometimes whatever tactile sensation, you can feel them. Then whatever slightest movement of your body is like magnified. So when you are in sati, the mind is different. Okay? Any other question? Anybody else want to report the meditation? You just raise your hand. Okay, don't have. Then I see what we can do. If we still got 10 minutes. Is there any particular question that you want to ask on meditation? Yun Chan, yes. Pass the mic to Yun Chan, yes.
Not so much about meditation, but it was, I was taking an afternoon nap. Then I heard a sound, some sound that woke me up. And then the mind start asking, what is it? What is it? Cannot decipher the sound. What is it?
You say?
I was just
woken
up.
I
was asking, the Sankara was asking, what is it?
Oh, what is it? Okay. I heard rest it. Okay.
No.
Okay,
what
continue.
It kept asking. That is before not knowing what it was.
No, because you are not able to perceive it. The brain hasn't activated the perception. So that's why you don't know what it is. But the perception of it is your brain doesn't know.
Not working.
No, not to say not working. Your brain doesn't understand yet because it has not perceived the thing completely. It's just like sometimes you listen, then you ask, hey, what sound? Is that? What sound? Is it somebody talking or some vibration or what? Then you realize something dropped.
After a while, then I realize, the sound of rain.
The rain.
And then the memory came. I put my clothes out.
You want to rush out.
So it's avijja and then becomes sankhara. The sankhara was working.
Yeah, you can say it's that way, but don't try to know. I always say when you're in a meditative state, just listen. Then after you come out, reflect on it. Contact. When you are inside there, don't. You do that, it becomes knowledge. You are trying to link the Dhamma and you are trying to understand through a knowing. That knowing is actually knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. So no point.
It was after that I reflected. But I was reflecting. It actually went into action very fast.
Correct. That one is the conditioning. Your mental intention, where you realize that it's raining. So the next memory is your clothes is outside. Then you will immediately, the body will act to try to go out. Understand or not? So there is no intention to walk, intention to stand, no such thing. That's why the reality is different from what people teach you to do. They say everything got intentional. Where got? Like I used to give the example. Early morning when you wake up, you have the faith, the virya, the sadha virya to do mindfulness training. The first instant you become conscious is to be aware of your posture.
immediately when you are aware of the posture, then you see how your thought moves. The next thing, if you are not mindful, you cannot know. But actually, your bladder, because after you sleep, your bladder wants to answer nature's call, but you doesn't know. Then that one condition you to go to the toilet. So what happened to most people is you totally not aware how you come out, how you move, how you walk to the toilet. You only know at the moment you're inside there when you are releasing nature's call. Ah, relief. All the other thing not aware. But when I was doing my daily mindfulness, that time training, after I aware, I knew the bladder want to go toilet. There is an urgency there. There is no such thing as intending to wake up, intending to leave, to turn. No such thing. The bladder is the one that conditions activity and movement. So I knew. Then I say, I decide. You know what is I decide or not? The sankhara cannot decide, the defilement cannot decide. You have to go or not to go, I decide. And if I want to go, I'm aware. Then my hand, how I move my hand to remove the comforter or whatever. You all may have blanket or what. So when the hand go, then it move, then how I turn, how I move, how I get up into that posture with my hand supporting, then how I turn to the side of the bed, then how I stand up, how I walk, fully aware. Then how my hand go to the doorknob, the toilet door. Then how it turn, how it push, how it going. Then how I move to the WC and how I sat down. So all this movement is fully aware. Then how I, no need to describe, remove the pen and all those things. And then how I mindfully answer nature's call. That is supposed to be mindfulness. No need to know. If you cannot be mindful of any of these, it means you are completely lost in thought. And people go and practice that time, oh, intending to wake up, intending to stand, intending to walk. The reality, no such thing. Something else drives you. Understand? So what you are seeing is good if you can develop the continuous mindfulness. The continuous mindfulness after you develop, when your sati sampajana develop, you will see a lot more things. You will be able to be mindful a lot more things. Well, now you are concerned with where you lie down, suddenly you hear sound. Understand? And then you describe all those things. Then you link to the Dhamma. Forget about it. When you lie down, how you lie down, how you move in the bed, how you stabilize your position to be aware. That one is more important. Understand? If you are aware when you are in that sleeping, lying down posture, then you won't be like what Pulian is doing, or cannot hear, then suddenly you hear sound. Well, it's loud and loud, especially rain. Then because you are semi-conscious, not fully conscious, that's why your perception is not clear, understand or not? So this is what is happening. But when your mindfulness is very clear, even while you are in a lying posture, you don't really sleep, understand or not? Then whatever happened, very clear. You ask my wife, during the early day, anything outside, I will know. Then I remember one time I lie down. I was lying down in a meditative state. I think in a don't know which way place, I forgot it, I lie down. Then I was fully aware. Then all of a sudden I feel funny. You know, how come I can be aware of something moving there? Then I went and checked. The ants. The ants moving, I aware. Understand? That is what awareness is all about. Then later on, when I continue to silence, they were discussing quietly in one corner. I was in the room resting. Actually, I meditated. Then they saw me snoring. They thought I sleep already. But one sound only. Then after that, another sound. Oh, stop. So they thought I see. So they went and discussed. Yeah. these were my early batch people, colleague, together with me, we cultivate together. Then they were talking on other things. But I can hear them all very clearly. You know. Then got one instant, they talk about me. You know. Huh. That's why after I wake up, the next morning when we were having breakfast, then they were talking, talking. Then after that, I look at them. You know. I say, what do you all do last night? No lah, we chit-chat only lah. Oh, chit-chat only lah. Did you talk anything about me? Then they look at me. Then after that, I describe that thing. They got a shock. I thought you sleep already. You snoring here down there. See? You don't have to be in the what they call unconscious state or subconscious state when you sleep. When you sleep, you can be in the awareness state, fully aware. When I was cultivating that time, as I told you, I can be aware during my sleep. Actually, I didn't sleep. I hardly sleep. My body rests. Yeah. That was when I was 30 over to 40 years old. Yeah. And this is what awareness is all about. It can go in. Silent, inside there still. So when you are in whatever posture, you maintain mindfulness. Well, my mindfulness was throughout. So that daily mindfulness, aware, throughout is more important. Understand? Right? So don't try to know things through Dhamma and link all this, thinking that you know. That is Dhamma knowledge. But when you really understand after the mindfulness is there, then that understanding will give you the ability to clearly understand all this and explain to people. Otherwise, you will still be going through what you are going. You know, most of the time, you try to link, then you think you know. That's why sometimes all this sharing, like yesterday, you say, we are already many years with me, which is correct, not wrong. There's a lot of things that I share you heard before. But if you have attentively listened again, fully aware, the understanding will be different again. Every time you learn something, you understand something, you listen, there is a new level of understanding inside there. Because that same sharing, that same Dhamma is for all levels, from my level down. So that part, you have to free your mind. Don't be conditioned that, oh, you heard before, you know already. Because you are trapped in that knowledge, Dhamma knowledge part. So every time you think you know, then you are not really listening. Because when you are really listening, you listen with awareness. The awareness will receive the understanding. Understand? Then when it receives, you need to reflect and contemplate. Then sometimes it awakens you. Because you have the contemplative understanding, the second turning wisdom, and the earlier first turning wisdom. Where you attend a lot of Tuesday class and all those things. Then if you have listened to the recording or thing, it will also help you. Every time you listen, it is different again. A lot of Kanyamita told me, even Sri Ande know, for so many years in his house, almost 10 years, the same few essential Dhamma, but every time they listen, different thing go in. Every time they listen, different thing go in. You can only have that if you are conscious, aware. Then you just listen. Because to a person who has this awareness cultivated, everything is new, understand not? To me, everything is new, understand not? Pristine. Because the moment, the condition, all different. It may be the same place, like Eckhart Tolle, the same room he has been living for so many years, but he never see. The moment he come out with the enlightened state, everything is so pristine, like he never see before. You understand? Awareness is like that. Awareness is not about knowing, not about knowledge. But you can have that power to know if you want to know. That awareness can allow you to have all those things. Then you can see all the movement. But all this movement that I described to you, you cannot see unless your daily mindfulness is very stable. Unless you are able to be mindful of all this movement. Even when I share, all this movement is within my awareness. Your insight is still. But you cannot reach this stage
until you connect to your nature, until you stabilize everything. You understand? So what I describe is peculiar to my cultivation, to my nature inside. But this teaching has to come out. That's why you all should thank you, Jana. Rejoice. Huh? Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Because without her asking, I will not share this. Because you are not ready. Understand or not? You understand or not? Because this is the further cultivation that cultivator will develop. Cultivator will know. If they go through this, they will know what all this is. Yeah. But because your cultivation reached that stage which you allow the conditioning to allow you to go and look for knowledge, understand or not? This is where you get stuck. You think you know, because all this is still Dharma knowledge. But your daily mindfulness, it has improved, but haven't reached that stability or sati sambhajana. But when you reach that, you will report differently. You will see a lot of things that you never see before. Then after that, your mindfulness become very different. You walk also different. Not to say you walk different, you walk the same. But that walking is a different type of walking totally. Because when you walk, you just imagine, you all are so conditioned by standing, intending to walk, then lifting, push. You slow everything down and you think this is my... To me, I walk normally. But my awareness is not just my leg, this movement. Understand? All this movement, my facial, this blinking of the eye, turning, moving, stretching like the satipatthana. Standing aware, looking forward aware, turning, bending, stretching, everything aware. Understand now? That is the daily mindfulness. And that one, a lot of cultivators don't understand, never do. But to them, if they don't slow down, they cannot do it. You slow down, then you cannot live life. You understand? The real mindfulness is, no matter how fast, the awareness is there. And like my hand movement, my awareness is with it. That is what sati is. Then I realize when I walk, all these are fully aware. It's like I float and move with it. The awareness is like that. That's why the final awareness is not what you think. When you do it, you understand, then you brother, correct. Because I also experienced that. That is the real one. So we better go breakfast. Thank you. Sadhu. Okay. You pay your respect, then we go for breakfast. Thank you.